Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Joining us on the program, we have Adam Hempler. He is the owner of Snooze Mattress Franchise, located in Bloomington, Minnesota, and a certified sleep coach. Snooze Mattress uses dream mapping technology to help people find the best possible sleep. And Mr. Hempler, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Thanks for your time. So for starters, your entrepreneurial journey was anything but linear. What are some of the lessons that you learned along the way? I'm sure listeners would appreciate hearing from you in that regard.
Well, I'll tell you one of the biggest things that you learn is there's hurdles. There's tons and tons of hurdles every step of the way. And it's just a matter of faith, just sitting there and just knowing that the outcome, everything's going to occur the way it's supposed to occur. And in the end, the way everything's going to work out the way it's supposed to. So there's going to be a hurdle every step. Like, you know, I had problems with my SBA loan. That was tough. I had issues with, you know, even just getting the store open. Everything takes a little bit longer than you expect, and everything costs more than you expect. So there's hurdles along the way, and you just got to keep persevering and believe in yourself and know that it's all going to work out in the end.
Definitely some good takeaways and some good pointers made right there already as we lead things off. Now, tell us a little bit about your commitment to your region and how bringing Snooze to town is related to that.
Well, one of the things that we really focus on is community involvement. So we call it localization. So one of the things that we do is we try to have a community event or some type of fundraiser, something along those lines every month. And that really has helped. Number one, it helps to impact our community, and it also builds brand awareness at the same time. So one of the things we did as soon as we kicked off the store, actually a couple weeks before we kicked off the store, is we had a big community event. It was a fundraiser for the Bloomington Athletic Association. So we had, funny enough, we had a big Mario Kart tournament. So we had probably like 40, 50 kids in the store playing Mario Kart all in this big tournament. All their entry fees went to the Bloomington Athletic Association. So that really helped, that partnership helped really get us off the ground right in the beginning. It was a collaboration. Like, they helped promote us through their email list and let all their people know about us. And at the same time, you know, we helped raise money for the Bloomington Athletic Association. So that was really fun. We also had this big quilting event for the Bloomington Historical Society just last month, where, you know, there's no way to really display these quilts unless you lay them flat, and a great way to do that is to just lay them on a mattress. So we must have had a hundred ladies through the store that were really into quilting and things like that, and a lot of these quilts hadn't been seen since like 1980 is what it sounds like. We were able to raise some money for the Bloomington Historical Society so they could get these archival boxes to actually keep these quilts. Some of them are from the 1800s. So they've been around a long time, and they just need to be stored properly. So we've been able to impact our community a few different ways just through community events. It's been a pretty fun ride.
How about that? Good stuff right there. And also, speaking of franchises, of all the existing franchise opportunities out there, how did you decide on Snooze? I'm sure that would be interesting to hear how that came about.
Well, I knew about Snooze Mattress Company a little bit because I watched this show called Undercover Billionaire. Basically, what that show is they send a billionaire to a town he's never been to. They give him $100. A cell phone and a vehicle, and he needs to build a $1 million business in 90 days. Well, it wasn't Snooze Mattress Company that they built. They ended up building a marketing company. But on that show, the billionaire that they sent out there, his name is Grant Cardone, and he meets this guy, Matt Smith, who owns the biggest Snap Fitness in the country, and then he had just opened the Snooze Mattress Company at the same, maybe like a few months before they had met. So I knew what Snooze was then from watching that show. And then not too long after, I ran into an ad that said that Snooze Mattress was franchising. And I had known that, you know, the mattress industry, sleep industry was a good industry to get into as far as opportunities out there for entrepreneurs and things like that. So when I saw that, I just knew, like, I saw it and I just knew, like, that was the thing. Like, that was the thing I've been looking for all these years, as I've been trying to figure out what is the business that I'm going to open one day.
Well, it certainly sounds like you have found the perfect franchise for yourself. Certainly wish you nothing but continued success. We're speaking with Mr. Adam Hempler. He is the owner of a Snooze mattress franchise located in Bloomington, Minnesota. He's also a certified sleep coach. Snooze mattress uses dream mapping technology to help people find the best possible sleep. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, if you would, explain dream mapping and what it means to a buyer.
Well, the really thing about dream mapping, and this is what really attracted me to this franchise, is nobody's really doing this, but what happens is we have the dream mapping technology laid down on this bed. It's got 1,600 sensors in it. It reads all your pressure points, and then it uses the algorithm inside the machine, and it says, okay, well, these are going to be the best mattresses for this particular person. So what's really nice is we can take that information and we can just focus on the mattresses in the store that work best for them. So we don't have to lay on every single thing in the store. We can really focus in and say, this is what the technology is telling us will work great for you. And then backing that science with the 365-day sleep guarantee, we feel very confident that we can give you an entire year to figure out if this is the right mattress for you, and not have to worry so much about returns or finding out if it's the wrong mattress for you. So,
yeah, thanks for your feedback on the dream mapping technology. That is most helpful. Now, looking at things here from a personal perspective, if you don't mind, tell us about your personal journey, overcoming cancer and the resilience which that required to overcome that.
Yeah, so, you know, I found that ad for that Snooze mattress was franchising. And, you know, in the middle of that, you know, it was not the greatest timing, but when is a good time to start a business? Probably never, right? So I'm in the middle of, I'm about to get married. I got married April 1st, you know, me and my wife thought that was funny. But, I got married April 1st. I'd found that ad the February before I got married. And I was like, well, man, I'm shelling all this money for this big wedding. But, you know, I'm just going to find a way to get this thing done. So I get married. We go on a little trip after we get married. I wouldn't call it a honeymoon, but we went on a trip. And I get back and my lymph nodes are like swollen. I thought it was just from, like, you know, swimming in Las Vegas pools and maybe I got an infection or something, but my doctor informed me that she thought it was lymphoma, and I was like, okay, well, there's another one of those hurdles we talked about that you run into opening a business. So I decided, you know, I'm not gonna let cancer stop me. I'm not gonna let anything hold me back. Like, this isn't going to ruin my plans, you know? So I just persevered. We had some troubles at the place that I was working at the time. Like, the whole staff in my department quit. So I'm like the only one there going through chemotherapy, the whole nine. But, you know, it's just every day you just kind of got to keep persevering through the sickness and or whatever you're going through. And we just kept going step by step, just kept trying to find more money to open the store and all of that. What was really nice is I had a talk with Matt Smith, you know, in the middle of all this, and he didn't know I had cancer or anything like that. I'm like doing a Zoom call with him. I got a hat on and all this, hoping he doesn't notice that all my hair fell out. But he just said something to me, and he's like, you know, Adam, I know this isn't going to be easy to get this thing off the ground or get the doors open, but sometimes you just got to go all in and just bet on yourself. And that's what we did.
Truly an inspiration to hear from you in that regard. And we're so happy that you overcame your battle with cancer. And again, we are very privileged to have you with us here today on the program. And thanks for spending a moment with us here today. Adam, as we conclude, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to make mention of as we do conclude today?
you know, I guess the biggest thing that I have learned going through all of this is, it's just like I talked about in the beginning, is you just got to have that faith that everything occurs the way it's supposed to occur. And if you just keep pushing through, you might not be able to see it right now, but what's on the other side of whatever you're going through is exactly what's supposed to happen. And if you just have some faith, you'll see in the end, like you end up exactly where you're supposed to be, even if it wasn't where you planned on.
I certainly think that's some great advice and a perfect place to conclude here today. Adam, really do appreciate your visit. And if listeners wanted to check out your franchise there in Bloomington and to get more information on Snooze Mattress and the franchise opportunity, where's the best place to do so?
Absolutely. SnoozeMattressCompany.com. You'll find our location, Bloomington, in the website. You'll learn more about dream mapping in the website. You can see, you know, all the different brands of mattresses that we carry. So that's a great reference for you. That's exactly where I was going, SnoozeMattressCompany.com.
And of course, listeners, you can find that link within the show notes of this broadcast. As always, Mr. Hempler, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Adam Hempler, the owner of a Snooze Mattress franchise in Bloomington, Minnesota, and a certified sleep coach. Snooze Mattress uses dream mapping technology to help people find the best possible sleep. And for all the details, visit SnoozeMattressCompany.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.